быть сегодня в историческом центре город Владимир.
That would be one time the capital of Russia, isn't it?
Одно время этот город был столицей России, не так ли?
That's why I said it's a historical city.
Поэтому я его назвал историческим центром, историческим городом.
So, regarding all the delay in coming, there was a heavy traffic jam, there were two accidents on the highways.
Мы немного задержались, потому что пробка произошла из-за столкновения двух машин. Две аварии было по дороге.
So I understand the topic today is Bhagavad Gita.
Сегодня тема нашей лекции — это Бхагавад Гита.
And today is also an auspicious day. You know why?
Сегодня также очень благоприятный день. Знаете почему?
Why? Почему? It's the appearance day of a great sage, Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Сегодня день явления великого мудреца Бхактивинода Такура.
How many people in the audience are coming for the first time to an ISKCON program?
Поднимите, пожалуйста, руку те, кто первый раз пришли на подобного рода программу в сознании Кришны.
First time, первый раз. Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
So the topic of ties for today's discussion is the Bhagavad Gita.
Тема выступления, которая была заявлена, это Бхагавад Гита.
I'm sure all of you are familiar with Bhagavad Gita.
Я уверен, что все из вас знакомы с этим произведением.
Is there anyone who's never heard of the Bhagavad Gita before?
Если среди нас тот, кто никогда не слышал еще об этом произведении.
So today what we go, oh, okay, I don't know. It's the Bhagavad Gita, как он и есть. So Bhagavad Gita actually is a book of knowledge.
Bhagavad Gita — это книга знания.
Is there anyone here who doesn't want to acquire knowledge?
Если среди нас тот, кто не хотел бы приобретать знания в своей жизни.
Bhagavad Gita gives us knowledge as to how to lead a happy life.
Bhagavad Gita дает нам знания о том, как жить счастливой жизнью.
Are we happy in society today?
Счастливы наше общество сегодня?
All of the world people are realizing there's nothing but misery in life.
Во всем мире люди понимают, что очень нет постоянно одни страдания приходят, выпадают несчастья.
In the ninth chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, "Raja Vidya Raja Goyam." This knowledge is the king of education.
В девятой главе Бхагавад Гита Кришна говорит, называет это знание Раджа Видим, Раджа Гухим. То есть это знание является царем всего знания, оно очень сокровенно.
Why is this knowledge called the king of education?
И чему же оно названо царем всего образования, знания?
Because it helps us understand matter and spirit and how we can lead a happy, peaceful life.
Потому что оно позволяет нам понять, что такое дух, что такое материя и как вести простую счастливую жизнь.
Bhagavad Gita discusses few important subject matters.
В Бхагавад Гите находит отражение несколько очень важных вопросов.
One point we want to make is Bhagavad Gita is a book of knowledge for entire humanity.
Первое, что мы хотели бы отметить, что Бхагавад Гита является книгой знания для всего человечества.
Just like there's one sun disk that gives light to the whole universe.
Так же, как, например, в нашей системе Солнечной есть одно Солнце, которое дает тепло, распространяет по всей системе.
So similarly, Bhagavad Gita gives guidance to entire society.
Таким образом, Бхагавад Гита, она дает знания для всего человеческого общества.
This is Bhagavad Gita as it is translated by Bhaktivinoda Swami, has been translated in over 74 international languages of the world.
Это Бхагавад Гита, как она есть, переведенная и прокомментированная Ачхе Бхактивиданта Свами Прабхупадой, переведена на 74 языка мира.
And why are people reading this?
Почему же люди обращаются к ней?
Because it gives them peace of mind.
Потому что она дает им умиротворение.
Many years ago, there was a survey done in America.
Несколько лет тому назад в Соединенных Штатах был проведен опрос.
And people were asked, what is it that you want in life that money cannot buy?
И люди спрашивали, что же в жизни вы не можете приобрести за деньги?
Because money can actually buy everything, правда?
И практически сегодня за материальные средства можно приобрести все, что угодно.
If you have money, you can run for office.
Если есть деньги, то можно добиться политической силы, добиться руководства в организации.
I didn't say politics, I said run for office.
Да, простите, то можно добиться руководства в организации.
If you have money, you can go on vacations abroad.
Если есть средства, то можно отправиться в отпуск за рубеж.
Buy a nice house.
Купить красивый дом.
So what is it that one life with money can't buy?
Что же нельзя приобрести за деньги?
And you know what the number one answer was?
Вы знаете, что был ответ номер один?
Peace of mind.
Покой ума.
So Bhagavad-gita tells us how to obtain this peace of mind.
И Бхагавад-гита дает нам знание о том, как достичь этого спокойствия.
But in order to obtain this peace of mind, you must understand certain basic elements or important points of life.
Но чтобы достичь этого состояния покоя, необходимо усвоить некоторые важные элементы.
The Bhagavad-gita first of all educates us to understand who is God.
Прежде всего, Бхагавад-гита учит нас тому, кто есть Бог.
Obviously, all of you sitting here believe in God, otherwise you would not be here.
Ну, очевидно, все, кто здесь присутствует, наверняка верит в Бога, иначе бы здесь не присутствовали.
The atheist deny the existence of God. But if you ask these atheists, how is material nature working? They have no reply. One good thing in your country is it has deep religious roots. You see churches all over the country. So Bhagavad-gita establishes there is a God in control. And he's known by the name of Krishna. We acknowledge God can be known by different names in different parts of the world. And God, in the ultimate analysis, is a person.
Но высший аспект Бога — это личность Бога.
Person means he has a form.
Личность означает, что он обладает формой.
He is not formless, as some people may say.
Он не бесформен, как некоторые люди полагают.
There is a formless aspect of God, but that's inferior to the personal aspect of God.
Хотя, конечно, у Бога есть также безличный аспект, но он подчинен его личности.
Then the Bhagavad-gita educates us to understand our identity.
Затем Бхагавад-гита дает нам знание о том, кто мы есть.
Who are we?
Кто я?
In our country, you're required to carry a passport all the time.
Например, в России нужно постоянно с собой паспорт везде.
Anytime you can be asked, okay, what's your identity?
В любое время могут спросить, наверное, покажите ваш паспорт, видите, кто вы есть.
You're going to travel abroad. Before you enter the country, you have to go to immigration, establishing your identity. So Bhagavad Gita tells us, who are you? In the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about the difference between the body and the soul.
Во второй главе Бхагавад-гита Кришна дает знание отличия тела от души.
Кришна explains, within the body there is a soul.
Кришна объясняет, каким образом в теле пребывает душа.
And what's the nature of the soul?
Какова природа души?
Never takes birth, never dies.
Она никогда не рождается, никогда не умирает.
Soul is eternal.
Душа является вечной.
Soul cannot be seen, or burned, or dry.
уничтожить, сжечь или утопить.
So how do you recognize, how do you see this? If you can't see the soul, how do you believe in it? Is there any evidence? What's the proof of the presence of the soul? Who knows? Consciousness. As long as there's soul in the body, there is consciousness. What is death? Nothing but a change of dress. Krishna explains, just like we discard our old clothes and wear new clothes, the soul leaves one body and takes on another body. So this fact that the soul is eternal is also supported in all the major scriptures of the world, including the Bible. Bible says, what shall I do with the kingdom of the whole world except for the loss of your eternal soul? When a person dies, the body is still there. We say he's there, he's gone. The body is there, how can you say he's gone? But it's something that's left the body, that is the soul. The Bhagavad Gita discusses this point at great length in the second chapter. The Bhagavad Gita explains, action has to be performed. When we should perform those actions, they can lead to liberation and not bondage. Just like if you're living as a citizen in any country, you're expected to abide by the laws of the state. You want to be a healthy man, not like the sick man in the hospital, isn't it? So Bhagavad Gita encourages us to act for the pleasure of the Lord under the direction of a bona fide teacher. In every sphere of life you need a teacher. So you also need a teacher for spiritual guidance. The Bhagavad Gita encourages us to accept guidance from a qualified teacher. Then the Bhagavad Gita discusses the important element of time. Time is the representative of the Lord. Time is very valuable. Unfortunately, we don't recognize the importance of time. A minute's loss cannot be made up with the wealth of the entire world. The time should be used very intelligently. Krishna says, time I am, the destroyer of everything. Time energy destroys everything. You may have a very beautiful, handsome body today. But time will make sure this doesn't mean handsome for long.
No, время приводит к тому, что он не может оставаться таковым всегда.
You may have a very healthy body today. Time makes sure you remain healthy permanently. Time is also the greatest healer.
When
a relative or friend passes away, you feel a grief. The time heals the wound. The time should be used intelligently in service of the Lord. And the Gita discusses the element of material nature. How material nature is working under the direction of the Lord. Just like your country is gifted with so many natural resources. You have more water than most countries of the world. You can't live without water. You have gas, oil, minerals, gold. So where are these resources coming from? Material nature. It works in the direction of the Lord. Then Bhagavad Gita encourages us, as we discussed earlier, to perform actions for the pleasure of the Lord. So these basic elements that we have just outlined are common to entire humanity. It's not that a Hindu will die and a Christian will not die. These elements are common to everyone. What is the main theme of Bhagavad Gita? Act in devotion to the Lord. Action has to be performed. Learn to perform purified action. Bhagavad Gita also points out how material life, a birth in the material world, is full of misery and everything is temporary. The two characteristics of material existence. One is dukkhale. Have you heard this word before? What is dukkhale mean? Misery! It says there's nothing but misery in life. We experience this misery through seven different agencies. There's birth. Birth is a very painful experience. You wouldn't like to hear it, but you can read in the Bhagavatam, which describes how painful it is. That's why the child always comes out crying. Then there's disease. Does anyone like to get disease? Yeah. No, some people want you to get disease. The doctors. The hospital, the pharmaceutical manufacturer. If you don't fall sick, how will they do their business? I once asked a doctor how his business. It's really bad. I said, why? The people are very healthy. So when generally nobody likes it. Does anyone like old age? Does anyone like old age? Done yet? The young people will say, I have no experience, so what do you have to say to this? You may have no experience, but you can see all the old people around you. These days they have this anti-aging shops everywhere. What they do is sell paraphernalia to hide your old age. Can you succeed in hiding it permanently? Yes, no. So old age is also painful. And then there's death. In English there's a statement. If you want to say that something will definitely happen, and you say, as sure as death.
Потом есть смерть, но мы видим такая поговорка того, что должно непременно произойти, говорят, что это все непременно как смерть.
That is unavoidable.
Поэтому смерть избежать нельзя.
Another famous book known as the Srimad Bhagavatam says, there is danger in every step.
В другом, в известнейшем Бхагаватам говорится, что смерть, она побеждает на каждом шагу.
Yes, if you come from India, you know that we've got two big accidents. So there's danger in every step. You may have the best vehicle, the best driving experience, so there's no guarantee. That you'll reach your destination safely. Then we have mature nature that's always creating havoc for us. Other living entities troubling us. And then the mind is always troubling us. You see someone with something that you don't have. What does the mind do then? Who will want to get the answer? Mind says, oh, look at you. He has such a nice car and you're waiting to catch a bus. So the mind, something happens to a close friend or another, again the mind troubles you. And everything is temporary. You can have the best medical situation, but it's all temporary. So is this common to entire humanity, or just common to people of one country? These characteristics. What's the answer? Entire humanity. That's what the Bhagavad Gita explains. The Bhagavad Gita is not a sectarian document. It's a document meant for entire humanity. It's a book of knowledge spoken by the Lord. And when was it spoken? You won't believe it. It was spoken millions of years ago. But over time, the knowledge got lost. And the Lord again retold this knowledge to Arjuna. Who was Arjuna? A devotee of the Lord. An eternal companion of the Lord. Lord said, I'm revealing this knowledge to you because you are my friend and devotee. Therefore, you can understand the transcendental secrets of the great
science.
So we should not think that only what we learn in school and colleges is constitutes science. Who is the greatest scientist? Who? The Nobel laureates? Any of all the scientists get Nobel Prizes and figures, physics, chemistry, and all. They all, the commercial value goes up as soon as they can be awarded. But the greatest scientist is God. Look at the craftsmanship that goes in just a small leaf. Can any scientist make a rose like this? No. You have artificial flowers made in China that you buy. And you do a pretty good job. Many times you get confused that it's real or false. Many times it may look like real. But once you get close to it, you know it's not real. From a distance it looks real. The craftsmanship that goes in making this flower. Have you ever analyzed your whole human body? How it works? How the eyes can see? How the ears can hear? How conception takes place? This body is the most complicated machine we ever produced. The sun rises and sets. So there's so many other examples. I didn't give you two or three to make you understand. The greatest scientist is God. And the most perfect being is God. Therefore, the instruction against remains perfect also. This Bhagavad Gita is the oldest book of knowledge on the planet. And why do people read it? Because it answers all your questions. Who am I? Where am I headed for? What should I do? All these questions are answered here. Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharmam Paritajya Maamekam Shinoda Ham Dhamsura Prabhupada Mokyami Matita. Give up all rank of religiousness and just surrender it to me.
Bhagavad Gita утверждает, отбрось все виды религиозности и просто предайся мне.
Bhagavad Gita doesn't preach in action.
Bhagavad Gita не учит действия.
It preaches in action. But action for the right cause.
Но действие ради правильной цели.
Sometimes people think, well, if I read the Bhagavad Gita, then I'll become inactive in society. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna gives an example of a lotus leaf that is in water, but not touched by the water.
Bhagavad Gita приводит такой пример. Это цветок лотоса, который растет в воде, но сам при этом не соприкасается с водой.
I think the Russian devotees don't have experience of lotus leaf in water.
Наверное, здесь во всех этих нет такого опыта лотоса в воде.
Да. But if you go to Uzbekistan, you see lotus
trees.
And maybe Kazakhstan. And in tropical country. And in some parts of Russia, southern Russia. But in the Vladimir area, you may not have experience. Lotus leaf is in water, but it doesn't touch the water. So Krishna says, stay in the jewel, but be detached and save yourself from the ill effects of society. Just like when there's an epidemic. You want to save yourself from the epidemic. So similarly, be in the jewel, but save it from the
effects.
How can that be done?
Как это можно сделать?
By working in the spirit of devotion.
Действовать
в секретности. Spirit of devotion means you do actions which are right and avoid actions which are wrong.
Духовность означает, вы делаете действия, которые правильные, и избегаете неправильные действия.
And what's right and wrong?
А что же делать?
Determined by the scriptures.
А это определяет Писание.
And we have a teacher to guide us.
А также есть духовный учитель для нашего руководства.
The Bhagavad Gita is teaching us to perform actions but for the pleasure of God. Bhagavad Gita explains how the living entity comes in contact with three modes. The three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Just like you have three basic colors. Red, yellow, and blue. And they combine together and produce all the ananda colors. So often we are influenced by goodness. In goodness, you have knowledge. I must serve God, I must lead a purified life.
Я должен служить Богу, я должен очистить свою жизнь.
But still, the desire to engage in some enjoyment is there.
Но тем не менее остается желание заниматься чувством наслаждения.
Then there's passion.
Следующее это страсть.
If you want a passion, you want to work very hard.
Страсть, человек хочет добиться результата своей полной трудом.
And then the results come. You want to be
enjoyed.
I work so hard, so I'm going to enjoy the result. I earn this money from my hard work, I'm going to take a vacation in the Bahamas. And as the Hare Krishna's come to me for donation, I tell them, sorry, no. That is ignorance. And then, when you're influenced by ignorance, you're like an intoxicated man. In your country, you see a lot of intoxicated people everywhere. In ignorance, you take no interest in what the goal of life. So Bhagavad Gita says, goodness is the spirit of passion, passion is the spirit of ignorance. There's something beyond goodness. That's pure goodness. So we encourage people to come to the platform of serving the Lord.
Мы воодушевляем людей, чтобы они поднимались на платформу служение Господу.
Today is the birthday, if you want to call it, of a very great saint called Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Сегодня день явления великой души Бхактивинода Тхакура.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in eastern India.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur родился в восточной Индии.
And he is credited with having taken and established the true teachings of the Lord for the benefit of the entire society.
И он предпринял такое важное усилие, и ему за это воздают должное почтение за то, что он восстановил преданное служение в то время.
Had it not been for his contribution and the leadership that he showed, we would not be sitting here together today. He wrote nearly 100 books in 3 main languages. In English, Oriya, Bengali.
На английском Ория и Бенгальце.
He sent his book in English on the life of Lord Chaitanya to devotees around the world.
Он заслал книгу, краткий обзор жизни Господа Чайтаньи во всех университетах мира.
And he had predicted how soon a powerful general would appear who would take these ancient teachings to the whole world.
Он также сказал, что скоро явится великий генерал, который распространит эти знания.
And the powerful general was?
И кто был этим могущественным полководцем?
So in one of his prayers, Dr. Bhaktivinoda says, Jeev Jago Gora Chandra Pole. He says this song is composed in an ancient song language called Bengali. In the song he says, O conditioned soul, please get up, please get up, please understand the importance of spiritual life. You have been sleeping in the lap of the Vishnu's Maya for a long time.
Ты находилась на коленях ведьмы Майя долгое время.
Майя's position, we want to forget the Lord.
Все это время ты хотела забыть Господа.
In ignorance we think, I know what is best, I know what's right.
Здесь мы считаем, что я знаю, что хорошо для меня, что плохо.
Don't tell me anything.
Не надо мне никаких советов.
And we pursue our life based on eating, sleeping, depending and waiting. What's material education is going to achieve? Teaching us the art of eating, sleeping, depending and waiting.
Лучше можно защищаться, сохранять свою безопасность, размножаться, получать материальные знания, питаться и также спать, образом лучше спать.
The being in ignorance makes you believe, if I engage in these activities, that was what would make me happy.
И в детстве человек полагает, что вот эти 4 виды деятельности сделают его счастливым.
So they spend all their life doing these activities.
И поэтому часто человек проводит всю свою жизнь вот в этих 4
видах деятельности. But what does a saintly person do?
Что же делает святой человек?
Saintly person doesn't mean somebody just in a renowned order wearing satin robes like I am.
Святой человек не обязательно может быть, вот, как кто-то может подумать, одеты обязательно в такие шафрановые одежды, вот как я.
Saintly person means one who understands the goal of life.
Святой человек кто-то понимает цель жизни.
There are many in the audience who are saintly. Who have faith in the words of the Lord. Who believe that if I want real happiness, I must lead a disciplined life.
И они понимают, что если я хочу настоящего счастья, мне нужна жизнь полная самоконтроля и самодисциплины. Можно вести жизнь основанную на самоконтроле, а можно наоборот на беспорядочном.
Майя teaches you how to lead an undisciplined life.
Как раз майя и иллюзия учат нас тому, как вести жизнь основанную на беспорядочных отношениях.
Scripture teach you how to lead a disciplined life.
А Писание же учит нас тому, как вести жизнь полную самоконтроля.
Disciplined life in the beginning may be a little bitter.
Самодисциплина вначале может казаться горькой.
In 18 chapters of Gita, Krishna discusses three levels of happiness. Happiness and goodness, happiness and passion, happiness and ignorance. I just explained to you the three modes. So what's the characteristic of one in goodness? Well, characteristic of one, happiness and goodness. It's bitter in the beginning. But sweet in the end. And it brings you to self-realization. What's happiness and passion? Sweet in the beginning. Bitter in the end. And when you derive your contact or the sense of the sense objects. It happens in ignorance, it's based on inaction. Laziness, inertia. You may say, why happens in more goodness, bitter in the beginning, sweet in the end? Who knows the answer? When you first hear about the importance of spiritual life, the importance of using the tantric chant and the name of the Lord, it's a little bitter. Why? When the tongue is engaged, it's used to mundane talk. All of you have cell phones. Serious? Question is not one, not cell phone, but how many? One, two, three, four. So, having two phones is very common now. Now, with these cell phones, you can talk even more. So, time to reuse positively, not negatively. To glorify the Lord. Chant Hare Krishna like you do. In the beginning, when you're told, please chant Hare Krishna. It's painful. The time is so used to mundane song, mundane talk, mundane subject matter. But then you use your intelligence to tell the mind, now I must share the name of the Lord that has blessed my heart and has purified me. In the beginning it's bitter. But then it becomes sweet. Provided it wakes up the self-realization.
И также дает нам, дает нам чувство самосознания.
In the pure life we have experience of so many things which are bitter in the beginning and sweet in the end. To give you a mundane example, children work hard to get good grades in college.
В школе сначала учеба кажется им трудной.
You don't play the illusion, you just want to study, study, study.
Учиться, 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 ни игр, ни развлечений.
Why? You want to get a good job.
Зачем? Они хотят потом получить хорошую работу.
You go for surgery.
Или, например, все отправляют в хирургу.
Painful in the beginning.
Вначале это приносит боль.
So, maybe you can do, maybe come in contact with the spiritual personality. You give them instructions, you follow them in painful and pregnant. Why it happens in one fashion? Sweet in the beginning, but in the end. It's so-called traditional social happiness. In the beginning, they make you a sweetness. They make it sound sweet. You have it as sex, meat, drinking, all of them have a disastrous side effect.
Например, любое так называемое удовольствие, будь то употребление алкоголя, или употребление, скажем, мясоедения, или сексуальные отношения незаконные, то есть небрак и так далее, это кажется приятно, на самом деле это имеет разрушительное воздействие на духовную личность, на личность, на духовность человека.
Cancer today has become so common.
Обратите внимание, как распространяется сегодня раковое заболевание.
And one of the main reasons for cancer is meat. So, happiness and passion, sweet in the beginning, bitter in the end. All these so-called agencies of sense enjoyment, they may be sweet in the beginning, in the end they have negative results.
Все так называемые источники современного такого материалистического счастья, они вначале только сладкие, потом они приносят горькие плоды.
Я вопрос
маленький. И они все стоят денег.
So, happiness and goodness means the beginning of the discipline of life.
Счастье и благость означает, что мы начинаем вести дисциплинированную, порядочную жизнь.
In the third chapter, Krishna was asked, how are you going to compel him to sinful acts even
unwillingly?
And Krishna said, it is not only the all-glory and the evil divinity is always burning like fire and is never satisfied.
Krishna отвечает, что это только вожделение, которое горит как огонь и никогда не может быть ненасытным. Оно подталкивает к греху.
The senses, the mind, and the intelligence are the sitting place of its eternal
enemy.
Krishna says, the weapon of knowledge destroys this. Just like darkness gets destroyed with light. When ignorance gets in line, destroyed with knowledge. Spiritual ignorance gets destroyed with knowledge. It is a nice statement in the book called Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Surya Sabha Maya Haya Nikara Yahat Krishna Tahiri Maya Nikara. Just like where there is sunshine, there is no room for darkness. With his Godhead, Krishna, there's no room for Maya. So we want to thank the audience for coming here. We want to request them to take the time to study the Bhagavad Gita. By studying the Bhagavad Gita, your ignorance will be destroyed. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommends we read the Gita every day. You read it again and again and again, and you won't get tired. But these are the words of God. And God is speaking this for the benefit of entire humanity. Why? He wants us to be happy. Just like every parent desires that their offspring, the children, be well established, the Lord wants us to go back to our real home. And why would you ask you, what's your address? You would probably give me an address in Vladimir or yours. But you want to know what your real address is? Who wants to know? Your real address is Street Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. A place that is no anxiety. This is not your real address. When you go to that address, you have to qualify yourself, you have to prepare yourself. What is that preparation? We should cleanse our heart of all the dirt that's there. And how do you cleanse our heart? Who knows how to cleanse our heart? By chanting the name of the Lord. The Lord has invested all His transcendental energies in the holy name. The holy names of the Lord are not different from the Lord. Tomorrow we will celebrate the appearance day of a great sage called Haridas Thakur. He was the embodiment of the holy name. So, by chanting the name of the Lord, we cleanse our heart. Of what? Unlimited lust, anger, greed, hatred, all these different desires. And experience unending spiritual happiness. I know many of you in the audience are regularly chanting Hare Krishna. Many in the audience are probably newcomers to Hare Krishna. And many of you may be coming for the first time. But this chanting is beneficial to everyone. The scripture in the Bible says, thou shalt chant the name of the Lord. This chanting the holy name of the Lord is an established practice in all processes. So this Hare Krishna mantra, mantra means a chant that will give you peace of mind. But this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is nothing new. It's a very ancient process. These days you have yoga studios all over Russia. We talk about meditation. We talk about yoga. Yoga is a process by which you connect to the Lord. So this chanting can be done by everyone, anyone. To know how to pass through by chanting the holy names of the Lord. And as you chant, you will experience great satisfaction. The tongue has many purposes. One of them is to chant the name of the Lord. In other words, to eat spiritual food, known as prasad. And to pursue spiritual life, we need spiritual association. Therefore, we have centers everywhere.
This
kind of has more than 500 centers around the world. We have communities of devotees. This spiritual association keeps us on the right track. And it reminds us what's the importance of spirituality. So we want to thank everyone who's come to the program today. We wish them a happy life. And so is the Lord. And real happiness is only realized if we connect ourselves to the Lord. And the easiest process to connect to the Lord is chanting the name of the Lord. Because Hare Krishna chanting is not a sectarian chant. It's a chant of entire humanity. And just like a child cries for the mother or father, this chant is a natural cry for a supreme mother and father. So all of you, please chant the Hare Krishna mantra. If you don't like it, you're always stop. We can't take you to court. But we try. Do it for some time. Be determined. Just like for everything in material life or disappear, you need determination. You also need determination to succeed in the spiritual
life.
Determination comes by chanting. Good qualities develop by chanting. Bad qualities disappear by chanting. Real happiness is derived by chanting. Chanting is the cure to all problems. Not chanting is the cause of all problems. The priest chant can be happy. So now we'll take on some questions. I'm sure Babinanda, all of you have high IQs. I'm sure by Abhinanda that all of you have very high IQ levels. You might IQ. High intellectual levels. So feel free for it. Нет вопрос. Yeah.
Может быть, даже не по теме. А вопрос такой. Что делать с телятами, которые рождаются у коров?
What is the question?
The cows of the cows are born, and what should we do with them? When the cow gives birth, the cow is the cow.
Okay. The cows should not be killed, they should be taken care of. So the cows should be taken care of. The cow is the most sacred of all animals. Can anyone live without milk? When the baby is born, I see a lot of young babies here. The babies are being fed on what? Mother's milk. Studies have shown how babies fed by mother's milk grow to be healthy children. And the cow gives them the same milk. They have the cows and over seven mothers. Okay, then, Waffles? How long was the lecture?
1.5 hours.
If husband and wife together, both are practicing, that is the most ideal condition. Sometimes you may have a situation where the husband is practicing and the wife is not, or the wife is practicing and the husband is not. And often, one is practicing, the other gradually begins practice. So, in our son-in-law, after having 10 or 16 hours or 6 months, one becomes eligible to do the spiritual master. You show up for us? Yes. By chanting Hare Krishna, staying in devotee association, reading Bhagavad Gita, you will never forget the beautiful. You pass the Hare Krishna? Is your approach?
He's in the first row on the left. Third on the left. First row. Yeah.
Any more questions?
Скажите, а как повторять святые имена, чтобы это максимальный эффект имело после общения с Богом?
Can you give us advice? What is the best way to practice Krishna mantra? What is the best effect? How it can give the best effect? What is the secret of chanting the best effect?
Best is you chant the holy name of the century. The reason we're chanting, just concentrate on the chanting. But in the beginning stage, chant. Develop the habit of chanting. Lord Chaitanya said, there's no hard and fast rule for chanting the holy name. You can chant in any situation. How many of you in the audience chant 16 times a day? How many of you in the audience do not chant 16 times a day? And how many of you do not chant at all? And how many said they were coming for the first time to appropriation? So for those who came the first time, we try to keep the philosophy presentation a little basic today. So did you all understand something? Any doubt you would like to read? Yes. Pride, of course, is not good. But don't worry even if you become proud. Keep chanting, and your pride will go away. Guaranteed.
У меня вопрос о том, что очень часто мы становясь на духовный путь, а также давно замечаем, что занимаемся самообманом. Может быть, на начальных этапах других обманываем, а потом себя обманываем и очень нечестно. Как культивировать честность,
правдивость? In the course of time, we are not honest to ourselves and not honest to others. So how can one develop the honesty to oneself and to others?
By being honest.
Well,
honesty. When you say honest, you mean that I'm not following my spiritual commitments, I'm not being honest and dealing with others.
Что вы имеете в виду, да? Я не выполняю какие-то духовные свои обеты, или я обманываю других.
Лицемерие. Порой мы не можем даже отследить этого, а потом, когда уже что-то делаем, мы что мы обещаем, но не выполняем.
Well, I mean hypocrisy when I say something, but then I do not.
I don't practice what I preach.
Я не делаю то, что сама учу, да?
Keep chanting. Associate with senior devotees. Request them, if I see it, if you see something wrong with me, please correct me. We go for medical checkups regularly. You want to know how your body is. So we should go for regular spiritual checkups. Please tell me what my deficiencies are. And he has a disability. If we have mine, those are more advanced. Take instructions. Yeah.
Я еще хотела вопрос второй задать про уважение к родителям. Тоже часто бывает так, что когда становимся на духовный путь, мы отрицаем. увлекаемся ложными течениями, там, друзей, родителей, работы, ну, а уже когда долго практикуешь, начинаешь понимать, что уважение к родителям, блин, это, наверное, такая ценная вещь, которую мы до конца не можем понять. Вот как относиться к родителям, вот, именно практикуя сознание Кришны, может быть, более еще внимательнее?
Can you give us a recommendation on how to treat our parents? Often devotees who come on the spiritual path, they reject their parents and their friends. But then only later they realize that they need some more deeper feeling for their parents.
A devotee is respectful to everyone. Including parents. But at the same time, he determined not to compromise the Krishna
consciousness.
We should be respectful to everyone. We want everyone to be happy. We want to give them the real knowledge. Yes.
Holding on to Krishna's image in
one's mind is a big challenge. Easier process than chanting here. Just concentrating and chanting here. And you have a picture of Krishna in the front. Okay. Pretty much. Any other questions?
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот наблюдая за духовными учителями, видишь, как они развили такую любовь сильно к Шриле Прабхупаде, привязанность. А вот у меня это не получается. И вот как можно развить эту любовь? Потому что уже вроде так долго практикуешь, а чувствуешь, что еще ничего нету.
You're on the right path.
Stay
on that path. And the commitment of the Lord gets more solid. Yes. Спасибо, вопрос.
Я вот про тему родителей. С мамой связывают теплые отношения хорошие. И вот как вот поступать, то есть время вот может как-то вот хочется там с мамой, да, общаться, но, например, это время может на служение потратить. Вот как лучше, что время на служение больше или какое-то время у служения забирать, чтобы с мамой общаться, там как-то радовать ее, чтобы как-то отношения были хорошие. Как поступать?
I'm eager to help her, but on the other hand, I can do some service, spiritual practice. And so, how can I manage between two?
Intelligence means finding time for everything.
Everything
can be discussed in a small meeting. So, we want to thank you very much.